Good morning, church.
Good
morning. A very good morning to you all and Happy New Year. Very sorry, last week I was supposed to deliver my first New Year message, but I wasn't well. And I want to thank the worship team for sitting in or for coming in at a very short notice to lead that service. On behalf of our congregation, our church community and church family here, I would like to welcome all of you to our church here in Newport. And a special welcome to all those who are worshiping with us for the first time or doing so after a long while. It's still cold today, but as I mentioned, it's getting better. We want to thank God for his faithfulness upon our lives and for the many blessings which we have enjoyed in the past year, 2024. And we are looking forward even to a better year, 2025. And as we come to worship this morning, let us take a moment of silence and prepare ourselves for the service. Let us worship God. And our first hymn, Praise My Soul, the King of Heaven, is number 160.
Oh,
will take an intimation from Diane before the prayers.
Good morning. It's just to highlight that tomorrow at 1:30, if you would like free tea and cake, just come along to Mana, and we're having an inquiry. It's a recruitment. Now, that might be to help in the shop, do the laundry, make some soup, do some baking. Just come along with absolutely no obligation. You must have the tea and cake, though. I can't be eating all that when you've gone. So just come along and find out what you could maybe do to support Mana. So I'll be there at 1:30 tomorrow with the urn going and the coffee machine ready to make you some nice coffee. Okay, so hope to see some of you tomorrow. Thank you.
And remember, everything is free. Let us pray. Loving God, we gather before you in awe and gratitude, drawn by your eternal call. As Isaiah the prophet reminds us, you have called us from the womb, from the depths of our being, you have named us. Before the foundation of the world, you knew us, and through your servant, you have revealed your light to the nations. We come to you, the one who strengthens us for the work of your kingdom, the one who turns weakness into strength, and the one who invites us to be part of your plan for salvation. Today, we lift our hearts and voices in worship, acknowledging your steadfast love, celebrating your unending faithfulness, and marveling at the depth of your grace. Come among us, Holy Spirit, and stir our hearts. As we approach you, may we be renewed by your presence, inspired by your word, and empowered to be your light in the world. We come before you humbly confessing our sins, for we have not always lived as those called to reflect your light to the nations. You have given us your word to guide us, yet we have turned to our own ways. You have called us to be a light in dark places, but we have hidden your truth and remained silent in the face of injustice. Forgive us for the times we have doubted your purposes, when we have believed our efforts are in vain, forgetting that you are our strength. Forgive us for neglecting the poor, the brokenhearted, and those in need of hope. For you have sent us to bring salvation to the ends of the earth. Cleanse our hearts and renew our spirits. Shape us to be like your servant, Jesus Christ, who did not waver in his mission, but trusted in your faithfulness and love. May we be restored by your grace, so that we may walk in the light of your truth and glorify your name in all we say and do. In the name of Jesus Christ, who taught us always to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Bless the Lord, O my soul. 10,000 reasons. Words are printed on page 3 of the order of service.
Thank you.
Bless the Lord, O my soul. Children, good morning, children. How are you today? Everybody good? Are you enjoying the weather? You are enjoying the weather? That's nice. Kind of. Jacob, kind of? Okay. It's too cold for me. That's why I'm wearing all these robes. Now let's start with a few questions, some questions. So who here likes surprises? Do you like surprises? Yes, you like surprises? Okay. What is the best surprise that you have ever had and that you can remember easily? Any surprise you can remember that you've had recently? Yeah? Computer. Were you given a gift, a computer? That was a surprise. Wow. Lucky you. Yes, surprises. Did Santa not surprise you during Christmas? No? Are you sure? Should I ask your parents? Santa did not surprise you. Okay, what did you get? Santa did. What did you get, Jacob? You got books and Lego. Oh, wow. That's nice. What again? I can't remember the surprises I had when I was young. I don't think that Santa brought me gifts the way you get them these days. But let me ask you another question. What if a superhero, I don't know whether you have any superheroes, turned up at your door one morning? What would you do? Would you invite them in and give them a cup of tea? Or would you ask them to give you a ride to school? What will you do if a superhero turned up at your door in the morning? Any answers? What will you do? There's one problem. Oh, there's one problem with the school one because it could be on a weekend. That's very wise. So if it was on a school day, what would you do? A ride to school so that your friends can see you with a superhero. There's a story about a superhero, but it's not the ones that we talk about often. And in the Bible, there was somebody called John the Baptist. He was talking about a superhero, not the one who would give you a ride to school, but one who would do something that no other person could do. And when John the Baptist saw this person, Jesus Christ, our Savior, he said, "Look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world." Because Jesus Christ is our superhero. And can you remember, what did Jesus come into the world to do? Yes. Take away our sin. And so John the Baptist said, "Look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world," and that Lamb of God is Jesus Christ. At the beginning of a new year, it is important for us to remember who Jesus Christ is for all of us. And a new year is for new things, for new beginnings, for new engagements, for new life, everything new. It is like a clean slate. We are beginning afresh. And we have to be determined not to do anything that offends God or that offends our parents or our siblings or our friends. So we can think of Jesus as a superhero, one who comes to take away the sin of the world, who forgives all our sins and gives us the possibility for a new life. So let us pray. Let's pray. God, our Heavenly Father, we thank you for Jesus Christ, who is our superhero, whom you sent into the world to take away our sins. Help us, O merciful Father, to be true to him as we worship and glorify your name. to acknowledge his place in our lives and to live for him. We thank you for our children as they come to service week after week, that you open their hearts to the gospel message and bless them. Be with us for the rest of this service, for we ask this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. And our next theme is 550 as the deer pants for the water.
Thank you. Our New Testament reading this morning is taken from the book of Isaiah, chapter 49, reading from verse 1 to 6. And you can find that on page 735 in the Pew Bible. The servant of the Lord. Listen to me, you islands. Hear this, you distant nations. Before I was born, the Lord called me. From my mother's womb, he has spoken my name. He made my mouth like a sharpened sword. In the shadow of his hand, he hid me. He made me into a polished arrow and concealed me in his quiver. He said to me, "You are my servant, Israel, in whom I will display my splendor." But I said, "I have labored in vain. I have spent my strength for nothing at all. Yet what is due me is in the Lord's hand, and my reward is with my God." And now the Lord says, "He who formed me in the womb to be his servant, to bring Jacob back to him, and gather Israel to himself. For I am honored in the eyes of the Lord, and my God has been my strength." He says, "It is too small a thing for you to be my servant, to restore the tribes of Jacob and bring back those of Israel I have kept. I will also make you a light for the Gentiles, that my salvation may reach to the ends of the earth." And our New Testament reading is taken from John chapter 1, reading from verses 29 to 34. And again, you'll find this on page 1064 in the Pew Bible. John testifies about Jesus. "The next day, John saw Jesus coming toward him and said, 'Look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. This is the one I meant when I said, a man who comes after me has surpassed me because he was before me. I myself did not know him, but the reason I came baptizing with water was that he might be revealed to Israel.' Then John gave his testimony. 'I saw the Spirit come down from heaven as a dove and remain on him. And I myself did not know him, but the one who sent me to baptize with water told me, 'The man of whom you see the Spirit come down and remain is the one who will baptize with the Holy Spirit.' I have seen and I testify that this is God's chosen one." And may God add his blessing to these readings from his holy work. Our next hymn is number 738, "Glorious Things of Thee Are Spoken."
Let us pray. Loving God, open our hearts and minds to behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. May your truth shine brightly before us, revealing your grace and calling us to deeper faith. In the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, we pray. Amen. Dear Christian friends, good morning. Good morning. I don't know about you, but each time this choir sings, I feel transported beyond and above myself with angels and archangels. It's a beautiful choir, isn't it? I just imagine if we had 5 or 10 more people joining this choir, this building would explode every Sunday with singing. Beautiful singing. Choir, thank you very much. Have you ever been caught off guard by something really unexpected? Like when you go to open a jar of peanut butter and realize someone put it back empty? Or when you go to take a sip of your coffee only to realize someone swapped it for tea? Shocking moments, aren't they? But here is a truly unexpected scenario to consider. What if you opened your front door and found a lamb? What would you do? Would you invite it in, give it a name like Sir Fluffy, and teach it to sit? Or would you simply stand there wondering, where on earth did this creature come from and why is it here? Well, this morning we are talking about a lamb, but not just any lamb. This one doesn't knock on doors or eat your lawn. This is the Lamb who takes away the sin of the world. The Lamb who has come not to grace, but to save. And John the Baptist, in our scripture, New Testament text for today, recognizes this Lamb and calls out, "Behold, the Lamb of God." John the Baptist's declaration, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world," is both profound and revolutionary. It invites us to see Jesus not through the lens of human expectation, but as the fulfillment of God's redemptive plan. For John, this moment is one of recognition. He had spent his life preparing the way for the Messiah, yet he needed divine revelation to fully understand who Jesus was. "I myself did not know him," John admits, "until the Spirit descended like a dove and remained on Jesus." This echoes a truth from David Wells' book, No Place for Truth. This is what he wrote: "God is not discovered through human ingenuity. He is known through his own self-disclosure." The imagery of Jesus as the Lamb of God would have resonated deeply with John's audience. For the Jews, the Lamb was central to Passover, symbolizing God's deliverance from slavery in Egypt. Yet here, John points to a deeper liberation. Jesus, the ultimate Lamb, comes to free us from the slavery of sin. My dear friends, it is easy to underestimate the weight of this proclamation. The term cosmos, or world, in John's gospel signifies the totality of creation stained by sin, but deeply loved by God. Jesus' mission is not confined to a particular group. It is universal. This radical inclusivity reminds us that no one is beyond the reach of God's grace. There is a story about a boy who got lost at a bustling county fair. Panicked, he stood amidst the crowd, calling for his father. A kind stranger offered to help, but the boy shook his head. "No, I will know him when I see him," he said. Moments later, his father appeared, and the boy ran into his arms, exclaiming, "I knew you would come, Father." John the Baptist's moment of recognizing Jesus is much like that boy's relief and joy. It is the recognition of someone he had been waiting for, someone who fulfills not just a momentary need, but a cosmic promise. As we draw to the end of my reflection this morning, let us pause to consider the weight of what we have been invited into. Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, stands before us, not merely as a symbol, but as the one who takes away the sin of the world and offers us the life, hope, and restoration we so desperately need. Yet, this is not just a personal invitation. It is a call to be part of something greater than ourselves. The prophet Isaiah's vision reminds us that God does not stop at fixing broken things. He transforms them into instruments of his glory. "You are my servant," he says, "in whom I will be glorified." Friend, it is easy to feel disqualified by our limitations, to believe that our efforts are in vain or that our smallness has no place in God's plan. But God, who calls galaxies into being, has chosen you. He has chosen me to be his light in a dark world. Like John the Baptist, we are called to bear witness. And John's humility, the willingness to step aside and point to Jesus, challenges us to re-examine where we place our focus. Are we living for our own recognition, or are we living to glorify the Lamb of God? Are we, like Israel in exile, waiting for restoration to simply return to what was? Or are we prepared to step into the expansive vision of God's salvation, reaching to the ends of the earth? As Augustine of Hippo so beautifully reminds us, God loves each of us as if there were only one of us. This love, infinite and personal, calls us to move beyond our fears and inadequacies. It invites us to trust that God's strength is made perfect in our weakness. The question is not whether we are strong enough or capable enough. It is whether we are willing to behold the Lamb of God, to surrender our lives to his purposes, and to let his light shine through us. This is no small task. To be a light to the nations feels daunting. But we must remember that the light we carry is not our own. It is the light of Christ burning brightly through us. In a world that celebrates self-reliance, we are called to model a different way: humility, dependence on God, and unwavering faith that his plans are far greater than anything we could imagine. So, beloved, as we live here today, let us not settle for mere restoration in our own lives. Let us instead rise to the greater calling God has placed before us. Let us live as lights, testifying to the hope, the freedom, and the grace of the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world. Hallelujah. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for revealing your Son as the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Open our eyes to behold him in all his glory and to recognize his work in our lives. Grant us the courage to testify to his grace and truth, that others may come to know the freedom he offers. Transform our hearts to reflect his love and make us faithful witnesses to his name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. This is my story, this is my song. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. 561. Let us pray. There is a responsory. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Almighty God, we thank you for this day you've given us to be glad in and to rejoice in it as we serve you and our fellow people in the world. Thank you for your gifts. We pray for the offering which we have given you. It is only part of what you have blessed us with. Bless this money for the furtherance of your work in the world. We come before you today in awe of the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. As John the Baptist testified, we too behold the Lamb, lifting our prayers for your creation and all who dwell within it. Hear us as we intercede for the needs of our church, our community, and our world. Lord, in your mercy, you have called us from the womb and named us for your purposes. Strengthen your church here at Newport on Tay and around the world, that we may faithfully bear witness to the Lamb who was slain and now reigns in glory. Help us to reflect your light in dark places and proclaim your truth with courage and humility. Lord, in your mercy, we pray for the nations of the world, O God, that they may come to know the peace and justice of your kingdom. Raise up leaders who will serve with integrity and compassion, and let the message of the Lamb who brings freedom and restoration reach the ends of the earth. Lord, in your mercy. Lord Jesus, you are the Lamb who takes away the sin of the world. We lift before you those weighed down by guilt, shame, or brokenness. May they find healing, forgiveness, and freedom in your name. Transform their lives by your grace, that they may know the fullness of joy in your presence. Lord, in your mercy. Compassionate God, we bring to you the needs of our community. We pray for those who are sick, lonely, or grieving. Comfort those who mourn, strengthen those who are weak, and give peace to those who are anxious. May they know your love through the care and prayers of your people. Lord, in your mercy. Father, you sent your Son, your servant, to be a light to the nations. Teach us to live as your servants, glorifying you in all that we do. In a world filled with self-reliance, help us to depend on your strength, knowing that your plans are far greater than ours. Equip us to shine with the light of Christ. Lord, in your mercy. Father, we pray for the fire incident in the United States of America, for the lives that have been lost, houses and other property destroyed. We pray for the firefighters struggling, O Father, to curb this damage, that you will be with them. Bring comfort to those who have lost loved ones, and bring peace and security and assurance to those who have lost their property. We pray for the government, that they will find ways, O Father, to bring a lasting solution to this problem. We pray for other parts of the world where there are wars and rumors of wars, that you, O God, will reign your spirit of peace among the nations and keep us secured. Lord, in your mercy. God of infinite love, we pray for ourselves when we feel inadequate or overwhelmed. Remind us of your promise that your strength is made perfect in our weakness. Help us to embrace the calling to be a light to the nations, living lives that testify to the hope, freedom, and grace of the Lamb. As we behold the Lamb, we entrust these prayers into your hands, confident in your power to bring restoration and new life. Let us leave this place as lights, testifying to the glory of Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, we pray. Amen. If you are able, please stand and let us together affirm our faith, the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen. To God be the glory, great things he has done. Our final hymn, 512. Go in peace and serve the Lord. The Lord bless you and watch over you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. May God, who knows the thoughts and the desires of every heart, guide and strengthen and fill you with all spiritual blessings and grace, that you may daily rejoice and be ready to give an account of your faith in the world.